I open all the way in my bathroom and my kitchen too. But now the owners keep water, your hot water was going to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But that cold water won't freeze like that hot water.
Mm-hmm.
You let that hot water run.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can open up your cold water too. Mm-hmm. See?
Well, now what about what would molasses come in those days, you know, if people bought molasses?
Well, what I learned to come in, buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I know buckets, mm-hmm. honey.
Sure. And what would lard come in?
Buckets.
Mm-hmm.
They come in buckets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had to pour something into something smaller, and you poured it through something like this, that was shaped like this, you'd call this a...
A faucet. A faucet.
Mm-hmm. Now, back in the old days, if people had a buggy, what would they hit the horses with to make the buggy go fat?
A buggy whip.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell you about that rug.
Mm-hmm.
Them days, they had them big, fine rug. Go, that child tickled what I said about it. I ain't pulled out that nothing, son. And son, I ain't bought nothing else neither, son. And you know, I was 5 years old, I'm 77, and I ain't bought nothing else. I don't care where I go.
You've never forgotten that, have you?
That loan, you don't bother nobody's stuff. I tell you, it was a man left my own, went away and stayed for about 2 years, left all his fine clothes.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew what was in that suitcase, you did. I don't care what you leave here, Miles. You may have had a pack full of money. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that like me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My dad taught me, he said, don't never bother up those things.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you get in trouble. That like me, son. Is I tell you about out there on, you know, Mr. place?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't know where I'm cause it's cows. You could hear his cows. The lady that I went for, she bought the cows from
mm-hmm.
him. And I worked for her. And she had all kinds of money. Everything. And when I left there, it stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it wasn't mine. I wasn't going to be putting jail bounce mm-hmm. my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, like, if you were to buy something like years ago, if you bought, like, fruit or something like that at the store, and the grocer might put it in a paper, what would they call that, a paper?
Paper bag.
Mm-hmm. Now, a long time ago, did you ever hear it called paper sack?
That's what they call it, paper sack. Mm-hmm. They sit on paper bag. It's mm-hmm. a paper sack.
Paper sack, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, now, what about what maybe sugar would come in if you bought sugar in those days?
They call it sack.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what about, like feed or seed, that rough type of a sack that it would come in?
They call it cloaker sack.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And now, did you ever have to carry corn to the mill to get it ground?
Sure did.
Yeah.
A minute day.
You've done that?
Would
you carry it in a wagon?
Well, they carry it in a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
We shell corn like we're going to go in town tomorrow. We shell it today and put it in a sack, you know,
mm-hmm.
and carry it on and have it ground and bring it back. We have meal lasts a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear anybody call, like, the amount that they could carry to the mill at one time? Did you ever hear that called a turn of corn?
Well, no, they always say a bushel and a half a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, what about if you were carrying the washing out to hang it on the line, what would you put it in?
Well, we always put it in, like, we carry it out in a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Basket, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm. And what would...
We call it a clothes basket.
Clothes basket, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what about, you said something earlier about barrels, that you had barrels and things that you used. What would they call those things that ran around the barrels to hold them together?
Hooks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Call them hooks.
And what would you put in the top of a bottle to...